There's a major change on the way for America's biggest sport. Players in the National Football League have been kneeling during the anthem to protest against police violence towards black men. But from next season, they'll be forced to stand or their team will face a fine. It's a surprising move in a nation with a long history of embracing sports stars who have something to say. Angus Randall reports.
Oh, say, can you see?
When the NFL season starts in September, the opening bars of the Star Spangled Banner will likely set the tone for the rest of the year.
Still don't like it. You're going to find guys for really expressing how they feel. I mean, I think that's kind of backwards, but it is what it is.
Antone Bethena is with the Arizona Cardinals.
I just don't like the fact that you're going to find guys for really expressing what they believe in. But, you know, players really don't get too much say-so in matters like this.
The NFL has decided players who don't wish to stand for the national anthem may stay in the locker room, but any sort of on-field protest will land their team a fine. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is glad to see the focus back on the game.
Stick to football, concentrate on football, don't get into other issues, let's play ball.
It's a big win for President Donald Trump. He's been against the protests since they began 2 years ago.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired!
His Vice President Mike Pence tweeted hashtag winning. On the other side, civil rights activist Al Sharpton called the decision outrageous.
To threaten people that you are going to charge them for their First Amendment rights is something that, in my opinion, is against the Constitution of the United States and guarantees freedom of speech. We have a right to protest. If people want a right to protest at their work site by what the NFL is doing, is a threat to anybody saying that I want to have any level of protest at my work site.
The U.S. has mixed sport and politics for decades. Dr. Steve Georgiakis is a sports sociologist from the University of Sydney.
We've had Muhammad Ali to name the most pertinent example there, and they've always had an opportunity to say something on political issues. They've had that opportunity to have an opinion.
He's drawing parallels to how Australian sports stars have been treated when they open their mouth off the field.
We've got a very, very long and detailed sporting tradition which dates back to almost 200 years. We only have a handful of athletes who have attempted to speak up for any political or social justice issues. We've had Peter Norman, Kathy Freeman, and of course the two most recent examples have been Israel Folau and Adam Goods. And unfortunately, we don't have a tradition here where we allow our athletes to speak up for political or social justice issues.
And Steve Georgiakis doubts that'll change in this country anytime soon.
If you're an athlete, and if you're an athlete that wants to make money, and an athlete that wants to be loved by the public, you can't be political, and you certainly can't speak up for social justice issues.
Dr. Steve Georgiakis, Angus Randall with our report.